Welcome to another episode of The Guy Called I Am Ran Oswara. Guys, on this episode, we're going to be talking about privacy in relationships. Now, guys, this topic is quite a loaded one. The reason why I say this is there are very different aspects we can tackle this particular subject. And I think I'll just get right into it, is as far as should you keep your relationship private as far as dating? I would say yes. I would say that the less people who are in your business generally, the more prosperous it possibly can. It's just not about relationships. I think many of you have had experience when, even as far as projects you're working on, and when the details are private until it is guaranteed, at least the deal is done, at least, you know, you've put pen to paper, it's usually better that way, because when you get to announce it, we all understand that there is a tendency of people projecting what they expect of you or what they expect the result should be, right? And especially what, and also what you should do when these results come. For example, when you're dating this person and you let everyone know, people want feel important. I think this is the first point. This is one of the first points in Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that it's a basic need for people to feel important. And people feel important when they have an opinion and they share it and they want it to be heard and embraced, right? Even though the situation at hand has nothing to do with them, right? That's why gossip is quite popular. So when you're seeing this particular individual and everyone knows, now everyone will want to ask details about how the dating is going. Why do you take her this way? How did you respond to this? How should she respond to this? So you will realize that there are very many individuals who, in an effort to quote unquote help you, they're really coming from a point where they want to feel important and they want to feel that they know what a good relationship entails, even though they may not be in one at that moment, which is the irony of all this, right? So they'll be coming and telling you, you took her to this place, or how often does she call you, or how come she hasn't done this, or how come she hasn't done that? And they will project their own standards onto your relationship until, in an effort to make your relationship into something that they are proud of, even though they have no stake in it. And people are like that. Whether it sounds crazy or ridiculous, people are like that. So when your relationship is private, you're able to deal with issues privately and using the values and principles that you both agree on. Because if you begin listening to everyone, that's a bottomless pit. Everyone will have opinions at any one time. Will you embrace all of it? Will you work on all of it? I surely hope not. So should you try as much as possible to keep your dating and your relationships private? I would encourage you to. Right, I would encourage you to. And just as a small bonus, is from all these individuals who decided to make their relationships public, whether on social media, whether even creating whole YouTube channels about their relationship, and just like human beings can be, you know, people fall out. Now, it gets to a place where now, since everyone is invested in your quote-unquote love story, now they also want an explanation of why you fell out, you know, what happened, you know. And since these individuals portrayed a very perfect couple, and falling out really caught everyone off guard, they really want to know what happened, they really want to know an explanation, and they really want to actually even see them get back together, you know, without considering what really made them split. And in these situations, you realize that these individuals tend to regret having their relationship as public as it was. But I've never had, so far in my own experience, someone who kept their relationship secret and regretted keeping it secret, right? That's something I haven't heard of. Maybe you might have, you might have heard of such a situation. If you have, definitely I value your feedback through my Twitter DMs at GuyCodeKenya. Definitely share your story on that. So that's the first thing. Second thing I wanted to cover as far as privacy in relationships is that, are there some things you should keep private from your partner? As in, should you have individual secrets in relationships? Is there space for that? Are there some things you should not tell your partner? You know, the lady in your life. Well, this is a very hot topic. I would say, for the most part, when you're dealing with a lady and she wants to view you in high esteem, she wants to view you as someone who has all their stuff together, right? And she wants to view you as a leader. It reaches a point where, when you're going through a tough spot, there are some individuals, there are some men who actually decide to confide in their wives and they are supported. But if you see the larger picture, and as far as considering more experiences from other individuals, this is not very common. There are some cases where guys will say that they married their best friend and this is the person that they can confide in and understand and, you know, rant to and they listen and, you know, they get to a solution. But I feel, and what I've observed is that this is not a very sustainable plan, because generally, as individuals, even you as an individual, if someone comes to you and they're having a hard time and they want some to let, you know, to just have things off their chest, you know, and share some of the things they're going through and some of the things that really are keeping them up at night, you could listen to them. You know, you could be gracious enough to listen to them one time, two times, three times. But when it becomes too frequent, you really want to be in a position where you're like, you need to now find a solution. Because it's okay to share your frustrations, because you know, these are kind of stimuli that happened as a human being. When you're frustrated and you want to share it with someone, you can share it, and some individuals will be gracious enough to listen to you. But when it becomes too frequent, even you as an individual will wonder, okay, complaining about this really doesn't help. How can we get to a solution, right? And also considering that there are some individuals, when you tend to share your frustrations with them, they could actually panic way more than you do. And this is what I have realized and learned from the experience of other people, as well as what I have observed myself, is that there are some ladies who when you rant them, they can actually get to worry and get afraid way more than you do. And now you're thinking that the situation is even way worse than it actually is, you know? And that's not, you know, a very conscious thing to instill fear in you. That's just how they are wired, and we just take them out as it is. But you wonder, if you're going through something, then it could even be best that you don't share it with them. You just share it with maybe a confidant, who I would encourage more often than not is a masculine man who can listen to you and say, okay, how can we get to a solution? You know, how can we work things out? This is happening. It's not ideal. Okay. But how can we work things out? So on average, guys, I would say that, for example, I read in the book somewhere where this family man lost his job. And when he lost his job, he went to confide in a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, you know, a teacher, a scholar. So when he said, this is what I'm going through, the teacher told him, do this, don't tell your wife, give yourself 21 days. In these 21 days, just keep going to work as usual. You have some savings, you can survive on that for 21 days. In these 21 days, keep going out as usual and keep aggressively applying for new jobs, right? So this 21 days is a buffer period, right? Where you're the only one who knows you're out of work, but you keep getting out of the house, leaving the house, and trying to make something work. And maybe fortunately, out of sheer luck, you actually got a new position in that time and was able to start the next month. Now, the logic that this teacher gave him is that if you told your wife immediately, the truth is she might have gone into panic mode, right? Started wondering how we're going to afford, you know, the school fees, the house, and started imagining how it would be that the situation will never improve. But the fact that he had a level mind, you know, he had a peace of mind to really sit down by himself and say, okay, how can I manage this situation? It's not ideal. I just lost my job. I didn't expect it. But how can I manage this situation? And he had that peace in his head and even in the environment that he was living in to figure out a new plan, and it worked. So, guys, you really should consider the relationship you're in, should really consider the individual that you're dealing with, you know, and the piece of information you're thinking of sharing. So, should individuals have secrets within relationships? Well, I would say yes. There's some secrets that you just keep to yourself and would rather just fix them instead of sharing it with some individual who you understand would panic more than you do and will definitely not help in the situation, will not even stay calm. So not only will you be in a tough situation, now you will have to have the responsibility to calm this person down for something that you're going through, which is very interesting. So that's the two aspects you've gotten to see it in, that how, should you keep your relationship private, or and also should you have private information in relationships? Yes, the answer is yes for both, right? Another thing as far as privacy in relationship is that as far as keeping your partner's information private, now when you get intimate with your lady, I don't mean sexually, I mean as far as she becomes vulnerable to you and shares some vulnerable and classified information about maybe some of the things you went through as growing up as a kid, and understanding to understand her better, to understand why she is the way she is better, she might actually share some very confidential information that she doesn't share just to anyone, to you, to help you understand her better. In the case that you break up, I think the most honorable thing as an individual and as a man definitely is to keep that relationship, that relationship information private. What you was said in confidentiality should stay confidential. You get no trophy from exposing this individual that at one point you really cared for and, you know, took as your own in an effort to quote unquote get back at them. It makes no sense. So guys, I really believe that as far as when you get to understand this individual and they get to share personal information, get to share private information with you and trust you to keep that as a secret, I really encourage that the most honorable thing is to keep it as a secret, right? It is very embarrassing and shameful that some individuals decide to expose their former partners, even leaking pictures, conversation, information that was initially kept private, all in an effort to, you know, get back at them for whatever. And when this happens, the public that they, you know, hope to support them and hope to really give them the reaction that they expect tend to turn on them and say, hey, this is not cool. You can't really expose your former partner this way, sharing their pictures, sharing their private videos, their conversation, their leaked information just to get back at them. It actually shows the reason why you were the bad person in the relationship, regardless of what might have driven them to that point. So I believe that when your lady shares very private information with you and you get to split and fall out, it should be done amicably and honorably, and whatever that was shared within that relationship will stay that way. There's some times that your principle might be compromised, or someone might want to blackmail you, or the lady might share your information. Should you share hers in retaliation? I think that's a losing match, because now you're just airing all your dirty laundry for the public to see, and now they're seeing both of you in the negative light, which helps no one. So this is just one of the things I wanted to share with you guys as far as privacy in relationship, as far as should you keep your relationship private? Secondly, should you have private information within the relationship? And thirdly, how should you handle your ex-partner's private information, right? So these are just three aspects I want to share with you guys. I definitely could do a follow-up of this subject, because there's a lot you can say about it. I hope you've gotten some valuable information from this episode, and definitely I will appreciate your feedback through Twitter DMs @GeckoKenya. And until next time guys, we shall talk soon. Bye.